So it is really fun to have Shanti Feldhelm on again. She is the author of The Kindness Challenge. Shanti, welcome back.
It is always good to be with you, Carmen.
Now, it's so fun to talk with you. Do you have a word for me? Do you have a word that is the opposite of gossip?
I love this contest, and I love the creative people that you have working on it.
It is a contest, and there should be a giveaway at the end of it. We should reward someone with something good. Okay,
what a good idea.
Yeah, you and I are going to put together. You're going to get a Shanti Feldhelm book if you do this, because I'm sure I have one to give away.
Absolutely.
We need some people to jump in on this. All right, Shanti, you got any thoughts on the word?
You know what jumped to my mind, and I can't remember if you said it right at the very beginning, but yay-sayers.
Oh, no, nobody has offered yay-sayers. That can be we're going to put that in the mix. I like that.
Kind of silly, but,
And what yay-sayers do is they're like, yay! Oh, I like
that.
I like that. Okay, Shanti, tell us, let's start with this. What is kindness, and how is it different than, just being nice or polite?
So here's what we sort of discovered as we started this research project, because this is a legit giant research project, like, most of ours are. And what we really kind of came down to is that niceness, it's not bad. It sort of desires to keep things pleasant. And that is good. It's not like that's bad. But kindness is way deeper than that. Because really, truly, kindness cares about the best interest of the other person. And that raises a whole spectrum of issues of what is true kindness when you're really caring about the best interest of the other person, especially since the challenge that we have is being kind when we really don't want to be. And that is really the challenge that we have today in this culture, is that there's a lot of occasions, whether it's in our family or our workplaces or in politics or on our Twitter feeds, is there are people who annoy us and frustrate the heck out of us. And we have to learn how to be kind when we really, really don't want to be, if we really are trying to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And doing that, you really have to care about the best interest of the other person, which usually involves some sort of not just keeping things nice on the surface, but really actually having some strength and sometimes some boundaries, but doing it in a truly kind way.
So, Shanti, just a few minutes ago, we had Josh Straub on, and he... He is great. And I just admit to you that I did not know that that the Greek word, the Greek root for kindness in Galatians 5:22 describes, and here was what he said, the ability to act for the welfare of those taxing our patience. And that's that's what you're talking about. That's exactly what you're talking about. It's not hard to be kind to people who are not taxing my patience, but it's very hard. I mean, it actually takes an act of the will. It's unnatural.
It
it's
does.
Supernatural. It's an act of the Holy Spirit.
It is.
Yeah.
And here's,
so talk
and here's
about
really
that.
The issue. Yeah. So here's really what we learned really quickly as we started studying this. All of us, every single person listening to this, when you started talking about kindness today, they were probably going, oh, man, I wish Jennifer could hear this. John really needs to hear this. And it's true. There may be somebody in our world who tax our patience, and we think they really need to know about this kindness thing. What I realized as we started looking at the numbers and the statistics is that all of us value kindness and think we are kind. And we have no idea that we're actually quite deluded, that we are not the people of kindness that we think we are. And so it's one of these paradigm shifts and mental shifts that we have. And we realized that really, truly, whether you thrive, and this is a result of all the studies that we've done over the years, because we're all about what is it that's going to help us thrive in life and relationships, right? And as we looked at all of our studies, we realized, whoa, statistically, whether you thrive is far more correlated to how you treat other people than how you yourself are being treated.
And wait, that say goes, that again. Can you
yeah,
repeat that?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Whether you're thriving in your life or your relationship, statistically, is far more correlated to how you treat other people than how you yourself are being treated.
And it okay, so goes, let's, I want to settle.
Yeah.
I want to.
You want to unpack that for a minute? Yeah.
I do, but I want to let that settle in over the break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about that because I think that, like, let's just take work as an environment where we could flesh that out. When we come back, I want you to talk with us, Shanti, about thriving at work by choosing intentionally to be kind, which is something that I can control. I cannot control how other people are treating me, but I can control how I am treating them. And I could thrive in work. What you're saying is I could thrive in work, in my work environment, regardless of how I'm being treated, by choosing
Correct.
How I treat others. That's extraordinary.
Correct.
Okay, Shanti is, you should check her out online. Shanti is S-H-A-U-N-T-I, Shanti.com. You can find out all about her research, her books, her speaking, all kinds of wonderful things there. Shanti.com. Check that out while she and I are taking a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
All right, we got people blowing up the text line with ideas for our antonym for gossip. So you can text me at 877-933-2484. The latest contenders are Barnabites. I love slayers. That's I like that, but it's too long and complicated. I got a person here who is voting along with my husband Jim. The person has been thinking of the word eulogy or eulogizer all week, but been afraid to say it because they couldn't get past the funeral connotation. Well, there you go. I agree with that as well. And then I'm saving the next one that popped up. I'm slaving for last because it is definitely my favorite. I got kind sayer listed here. And then I have a person who likes barnabalizer and barnable, but is concerned that it is too close to barnacle and people would become confused. But Shanti, listen to this one.
Okay.
Goss up.
Oh,
I know.
I like that.
Right? So I'm now on GoDaddy seeing if I can buy Goss Up, right? Because don't you think? Like, do you think it should be gossup.org or net? Those are my options.
I think .org.
All right, there you go. We have now bought Goss Up.
To get both of them. Yep.
Get both of them. All right, there you go. We now own gossup.org and .net because I feel like that is going to be the winning word. I just am pretty excited about that. Okay, so continuing my conversation with Shanti Feldhahn, author of The Kindness Challenge. You can find her at Shanti, S-H-A-U-N-T-I .com.
Yep.
And all right, in the workplace, let's talk about kindness in the workplace and just run with this topic.
So here's really the issue. This is a big deal everywhere in life, right? But the thing that I think a lot of us really need help with is what do you do when you're in a position where you really want to have a productive, positive working relationship with someone and you need to, and they're not cooperating? It's kind of a difficult situation. And one of the things that we found as we were studying what are sort of the elements of kindness and how do you do this is that we realized, okay, first we have to work on ourselves because we obviously want to try to change the other person. And usually that doesn't work so well. And so what we found is this is where the 30-day kindness challenge came from, is that you actually need to do in practice doing three things for 30 days in order to sort of reset how you think about things and some of the habits you have. And you're going to actually start seeing some benefits. And this is in the workplace, this is home, this is anywhere. And so the three things are, first, you pick this person you want to do this for. And let's say in this case that it's this difficult colleague that you really wish you had a better relationship with. For 30 days, you do these three things. First, you don't say anything negative about that person, either to them or about them to somebody else. And we don't realize it, but that second piece there, that's usually where we sabotage ourselves. Because, you know, I can be very polite to my colleague who drives me bananas, But if I go then to another colleague, or if I go home and I'm talking to my partner about, they're driving me crazy, you don't realize that you're sabotaging how you feel about them. So that's the first thing. Second thing is every day for 30 days is find one thing you can sincerely praise and you can sincerely affirm about them, and you tell them and you tell somebody else as well. So you can't complain about whatever it is they're doing that drives you nuts, but you're looking for the things to praise. And so you go, you know what, Jessica or Bob or whatever, you know, that presentation, you did a really great job on that. They were very hard to convince, and I think you nailed it. And then you go to whoever it is you usually complain to, and you say, you know what, Bob nailed it, did a fantastic job on that presentation. And what you're doing is you're changing in your own mind how you feel about that person. You're starting to look for the good, which is usually there alongside the bad. And then the third thing you do every day for 30 days is you do a small action of kindness, or you do a small action of generosity for them. And we usually think of an action of kindness as being like an act of service, you know, like, okay, I'll bring them coffee in the morning, right? And okay, that could be it. But there's so many other ways this plays out. Like, suppose that Bob is someone who just walks by your office and wants to talk and complain, and it drives you nuts. But maybe some of that is there's something that Bob just really needs to run something by you and needs you to actually listen to him for 5 minutes and give him your full attention rather than being halfway trying to get him out of your office and halfway looking at your phone and halfway looking at your computer and not really listening. An act of generosity might actually be to turn your attention to him for 5 minutes and just really focus in on what he's saying. And make sure that he knows that. You do those three things for 30 days. What we found is that 89% of relationships improved. 89%. That is huge. You don't see numbers like that in social science. But if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Because the thing that you're doing, yeah, you're impacting the other person. But the biggest thing you're doing is you're changing you.
I love that. And people can, they can still engage in the kindness challenge. Like, you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, but people can actually still join the kindness challenge. You can still do the kindness challenge. The website is jointhekindnesschallenge.com. And I love that. And you can start any day. Like, this is not something that, gosh, we all have to wait and start the kindness challenge together on a certain day. Today could be your kindness challenge day. Today could be the day that you embark on a 30-day kindness challenge. You can do so with Shanti at jointhekindnesschallenge.com. For other great Shanti resources, go to Shanti, Shaunti.com. Shanti, anything else as we walk off from this segment on kindness?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we really have to get a good handle on is how often we're just, like I said, we're kind of sabotaging the good relationships that we most want, whether it's at home or in the workplace or anywhere else. I mean, one of the things that I think our whole culture has to wrestle with today is the whole culture of venting that we have, where we sort of believe this idea that, and I think a lot of us would have believed this, that it's actually kind of healthy to let a little steam out of the kettle so the pot doesn't explode, right? We've sort of believed that. Turns out the neuroscience completely contradicts that. Turns out that that is completely inaccurate neurologically. And what happens when you're venting about that awkward colleague or about the spouse that's driving you crazy or whatever, your child, your mother-in-law, as you're doing that, as you're sort of sharing, oh, you wouldn't believe what they did yesterday, you don't realize it, but the neuroscientists have found it actually activates this interconnected anger system in the brain. And the better analogy is you're turning the heat up under the pot. Mm. And it makes an enormous difference when you refuse to do that. And like, just, we're talking just about 30 days, people. Like, just practice not saying anything negative at all to them or about them for 30 days. You are going to realize, first of all, how often you did this without realizing it. And you're going to start seeing your feelings change. And let me tell you, the improvement that you see in that relationship is going to be the absolutely best incentive to continue.
We're going to have to leave it right there. I love all of that. And it's so encouraging. I love that your approach is research-based. It is certainly innovative and life-changing, but it's research-based. And I think that for a lot of people in the culture today, having something to point to that we can say, hey, this works, and research actually shows that this works, it makes a substantive difference in life, gets people sort of to take the initial step into the exercise and into the project. So we want to invite people into today on Kindness Day, on 143 Day. We want to invite you into the 30-Day Kindness Challenge. You can join the Kindness Challenge at jointhekindnesschallenge.com. Shanti, thank you so much for bringing this to us again today. Yeah, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
All right, friends.
Thanks for doing.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break, and then we will be right back to tattle truth and share up and goss up and yay say. I'm kind of excited about the word game we're playing today. I'll be right back.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine?